This is Jesse Goldberg Strassler with Lansing Lugnuts closer Steve Turnbull. Steve, welcome back to the Lugnuts this year, but how did you spend your winter?
Well, let's see. I tried to get a job, and if you ask my parents, it was a very poor effort. But I spent a lot of my time ice fishing and doing a lot of shooting with my dad. That was kind of off the field, but you know, I did my weightlifting and did my throwing, and that was basically my off season, pre-laid back.
What job did you go for?
Well, it was for Gander Mountain. I was just trying to pick up some seasonal employment, but it didn't work out. I guess I didn't have the qualifications or something, so you didn't get it.
Are you a pretty good ice fisherman?
Well, you know, it was my first year that I actually like got into it. I got a lot of good buddies that are, I'd say, really big into it. I don't want to say I got good, but I learned a lot. It was a lot of fun, though. I really enjoyed it. I didn't think I'd have any fun sitting there on a bucket on the ice freezing, but it was actually a lot of fun.
Makes sense. What are your expectations or maybe a goal for this year?
Oh, what are my expectations? I don't know, you know. I guess just go out there and go, you know, game to game. Just try and have good innings, you know. Not give up a lot of hits, not give up a lot of runs. I guess my ultimate goal is, you know, I'd like to finish the year in Dunedin. I think that'd be good for me, but you know, I'm not in control of that. Just got to go out there and control what I can control, and that's, you know, pounding the zone and throwing strikes.
Is there anything that you're working on?
Yeah, I'm really trying to refine my curveball. I really need to be able to, you know, throw it in the zone, you know, control both halves with it and be able to bring it out of the zone when I'm, you know, trying to get guys to chase. So I'm just trying to get a little bit more consistent with my command with that pitch.
Makes sense. How are you different from the pitcher who ended this year with the Lugnuts last year?
How am I different? That is a good question. You know, I don't know. I guess I was kind of searching for who I was trying to, what my role was going to be last year. And I guess I'm really not that much different, but I feel like right now I'm just a little bit more focused on closing. Whereas last year I thought it was a temporary role, and now I'm kind of I have the idea that it might be more of a permanent role for me. So I'm really trying to get into that and embrace it and figure out the ins and outs of closing.
How does this Lugnuts team, maybe clubhouse, maybe on the field, compare to last year's squad?
Well, we're missing Sean Ochinco, so, you know, we're lively, but we're not as lively. No, but we got a lot of great guys on this squad. We got a lot of really good talent, you know, offensively and defensively. I guess I would say that this year we are a touch younger. You know, I was looking around at our infield the other day, and we got some young guys out there, which is fine. They're all very talented, but I guess if you were to ask me the difference, I'd say between last year and this year, they're, you know, we're a touch younger.
And finally, they say always close with a joke. So here you go.
Okay. I got a good one for you. Did you hear about the new restaurant on the moon?
Did not.
Great food, no atmosphere.
Steve, thank you very much.
That's kind of lame, I know.
No worries. Lansing Lugnuts right-hander Steve Turnbull. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball on Big Country 92.1.